is Speaking Out. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the aftermath of the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, where agents seized classified information, his former vice president, Mike Pence, said Friday that he didn't take any classified information with him when his term ended. Meanwhile, while campaigning for Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's re-election bid, he discussed what he would do if the January 6th House Select Committee asked him to provide testimony.
No vice president in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress. But if they present a formal invitation for the committee, I've said we'll give it due consideration.
A British man who was a member of the ISIS Beatles receiving a sentence of life in prison for his role in the murders of four U.S. hostages. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
Exactly 8 years since American journalist James Foley was murdered in Syria, the last of his sadistic captors, known as the ISIS Beatles due to their British accents, was sentenced to life in a supermax prison at a federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. El Shafi El Sheikh sat near the families of his victims. He showed no remorse. El Shafi was found guilty in April for the murder of Foley, journalist Stephen Sotloff, and aid workers Mueller and Peter Kasich.
Russia continuing its attacks on Ukraine. In the meantime, the U.S. sending additional aid to Ukrainian forces.
The Pentagon's new military package of $775 million will provide Ukraine with more highly coveted HIMARS rocket systems, but also new equipment like surveillance drones and mine-resistant vehicles. Both Russia and Ukraine accuse each other of planning provocations outside of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An airplane collision at Watsonville Airport in Southern California Thursday, killing three people. Watsonville Airport Director Rayvon Williams discusses why the airport lacks an air traffic control tower.
Bringing an air traffic control tower to a municipal airport or any airport requires approval of the FAA, and it requires commitment or a potential change of airspace. The airspace around Watsonville at this particular time, nor the volume of traffic, would support the cost of bringing a control tower to the field.
The National Transportation and Safety Board says the airport is open and a probable cause report could take 1 to 2 years. A scene of chaos as mass looting overwhelms a 7-Eleven in Los Angeles.
Police are calling it flash mob looting. Up to 100 people at times wormed their way through the store's aisles, stealing candy, chips, and sodas. At one point, some even hopped the counter, pocketing cigarettes and lottery tickets. As all of this unfolded, one man seemingly decides to specifically target a store employee. LAPD Sergeant Ryan Moreno says just prior to the store takeover, many in the same flash mob had taken over a nearby intersection. It's an alarmingly common scene in LA, where crowds block roads for cars to perform burnouts and donuts in the street.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Los Angeles. Investigators say they think they know where part of a human foot found in Yellowstone National Park came from.
Well, the news got out this week of this human foot inside of a shoe floating around in the Abyss Pool. A guy named Chris Quinn of Maryland contacted the National Park Service. He reported to them that he had seen a shoe floating sole up in that same hot spring back on August 11th. Now it's believed this whole thing is linked to a July 31st death. The investigation continues, and while the Park Service says they do not expect it was foul play, they do say at least 22 people have died from hot spring-related injuries in and around the park in the last 130 years.
That's Fox's John Saucier. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.